Harry Potter, sir.
He awoke with a start. The candles had all been extinguished in the common room, but there was something moving close by. Who's there? Said Harry, sitting upright in his chair. The fire was almost extinguished, the room very dark.
Dobby has your owl, sir,
said a squeaky voice. Dobby? Said Harry thickly, peering through the gloom toward the source of the voice. Dobby the house elf was standing beside the table on which Hermione had left her half a dozen knitted hats. His large pointed ears were now sticking out from beneath what looked like all the hats that Hermione had ever knitted. He was wearing one on top of the other, so that his head seemed elongated by 2 or 3 feet, and on the very topmost bobble sat Hedwig, hooting serenely and obviously cured.
Dobby volunteered to return Harry Potter's owl,
said the elf squeakily, with a look of positive adoration on his face.
Professor Grubblyplank says she is all well now, sir.
He sank into a deep bow, so that his pencil-like nose brushed the threadbare surface of the hearth-rug, and Hedwig gave an indignant hoot and fluttered onto the arm of Harry's chair. Thanks, Dobby, said Harry, stroking Hedwig's head and blinking hard, trying to rid himself of the image of the door in his dream. It had been very vivid. Surveying Dobby more closely, he noticed that the elf was also wearing several scarves and innumerable socks, so that his feet looked far too big for his body. Have you been taking all the clothes Hermione's been leaving out?
Oh, no, sir,
said Dobby happily.
Dobby has been taking some for Winky, too, sir.
Yeah? How is Winky? Asked Harry. Dobby's ears drooped slightly.
Winky is still drinking lots, sir,
he said sadly, his enormous round green eyes large as tennis balls downcast.
She still does not care for clothes, Harry Potter, nor do the other house elves. None of them will clean Gryffindor Tower anymore, not with the hats and socks hidden everywhere. They find them insulting, sir. Dobby does it all himself, sir. But Dobby does not mind, sir, for he always hopes to meet Harry Potter. And tonight, sir, he has got his wish.
Dobby sank into a deep bow again.
But Harry Potter does not seem happy,
Dobby went on, straightening up again and looking timidly at Harry.
Dobby heard him muttering in his sleep. Was Harry Potter having bad dreams?
Not really bad, said Harry, yawning and rubbing his eyes. I've had worse.
The elf surveyed Harry out of his vast orb-like eyes. Then he said very seriously, his ears drooping,
Dobby wishes he could help Harry Potter, for Harry Potter set Dobby free and Dobby is much, much happier now.
Harry smiled. You can't help me, Dobby, but thanks for the offer. He bent and picked up his potions book. He'd have to try and finish the essay tomorrow. He closed the book, and as he did so, the firelight illuminated the thin white scars on the back of his hand, the result of his detention with Umbridge.
Wait a moment. There is something you can do for me, Dobby, said Harry slowly.